pulled into my driveway to find my door wide open. I jumped into the hallway. The door frame had been broken. I ran into the bedroom. My laptop had been stolen. I picked up the phone and dialed 911. At least my weekend had been fun. I hope they liked my laptop, my brain's external hard drive. It contained every detail of my complicated life, the minutes of the meetings, the family photographs, the lyrics and the chords to all my songs I'd been meaning to back up for so long. None of us walk safely through this world. None of us gets out of here alive. Each of us is doomed to die alone, but we will survive. They also got my jewelry, my bracelets and my bangles, my mother's opal earrings and the hippie ones that dangled, my chains of gold and silver. I hope they all got tangled, all the presents like the string of cultured pearls my daddy gave me when I was a little girl. But I haven't even told you the most dreadful part of all. My little cat could not be found. She didn't heed my call. I figured in her terror she'd dash through the open door, and I pictured her not knowing where to go. All alone and frozen in the snow. None of us walk safely through this world. None of us gets out of here alive. Each of us is doomed to die alone, but we will survive. The policeman came right over, sympathetic and polite. He dusted for fingerprints just like on CSI. A friend came by and fixed the door so I could sleep that night. We were drinking tea and having a nice chat. When up the basement stairs, here comes the cat. They can take away my laptop, they can take my golden chains, but the memories that matter are the ones that still remain. I don't need stuff to remember all my joys and all my pains. Consumer goods can always be replaced, but save receipts and backup data just in case. None of us walk safely through this world. None of us gets out of here alive. Each of us is doomed to die alone.